ABC Radio Australia.
Well, nearly 40 years after it gained independence, Vanuatu still doesn't have a national sports policy. Sporting bodies say the lack of government funding is making it hard for them to accelerate their development. Now, back in June, the country's sports minister did confirm that such a policy was part of the government's 100-day plan, but nothing concrete has emerged as yet. And that's prompted the Vanuatu Football Federation to hit back at its critics, suggesting their financial woes are due in large part to the sport ministry's inaction. Here's Richard Hewitt with the story.
While the national team was turning heads at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup last year with memorable performances against Germany and Mexico, at home, behind the scenes, all was not well. It now transpires that the Vanuatu Football Federation was operating under a partial FIFA ban over governance issues. But even after the ban was lifted in February, the federation just didn't have the money it needed. And General Secretary Albert Manaroto says they have been stretched to the limit.
This year we had three national teams travelling within the space of 3 months. We had the men's under-19 and the women's, and then now this under-16. At this point, in high level of competition, you really need to have a national strategy for sport in general.
From next year, FIFA have agreed to give the VFF an additional amount of 50 million Vatu, but that money has to be spent on funding international friendly matches for the national men's team. The federation is still left with the problem of how to revitalise its youth programme, which has been on hold. And the impact has been telling, with both under-19 and under-16 sides performing poorly at their respective regional championships. But Cyril Mangi, Secretary-General of the National Olympic Committee, Vasanok, says football's problems are not unique on Vanuatu's sporting landscape.
We are all the same. I'm involved with tennis and we have to make choices. I wish I could send all my players to every tournament in the region. It is just not possible.
Albert Manaroto says the funding shortfalls are frustrating for fans who expect their teams to do better, and that's why a national sports policy is so badly needed.
For the sports fan, it's been difficult for them to accept the fact that we've not done well this time. I know the government's preparing a statement towards a sports policy, which from our part, it gives us a framework to connect with the government and make sure that national events are properly taken care of.
We've been saying all along that the Ministry of Youth and Sport is the smallest ministry among the 13 ministries, and we believe it should be one of the biggest ministries, having a very young population.
But while a national sports policy might figure in the government's 100-day plan, it's too late for anything to happen this year, with budgets already settled. So, Cyril Mangi says Vasanok are looking ahead to 2019.
It's definitely something that we need to work on. We are being compared with Fiji, our local federations and Vasanok. We cannot be compared with Fiji because Fiji spends a lot of government money into development of sports. Federations, Vasanok, government officials, we have to make this happen the best possible way. But Vanuatu is also struggling with their budget in other sectors.
In the meantime, Vasanok's Secretary General says if football fans are unhappy with team performances, they should remember that Vanuatu won both soccer golds at the Pacific Mini Games in Port Vila just last December.
The fans are not happy, which is fair enough because of the results. But instead of criticizing the federation publicly, if you think you can do better, then come and volunteer in the football world.
The Ministry of Youth and Sports Development reached out to the Vanuatu people back in March with the launch of a new website. But a quick search reveals that 6 months on, there is little content on the site and not one official press statement. There have also been a series of consultations on a national sports policy organised by Vasanok and the National Sports Commission, and which in turn are part of a region-wide initiative called Raising the Voice for Sport in the Pacific. But in Vanuatu's case, it's not at all clear when or if those discussions will lead to far greater government investment in sport along the lines of what is already happening in Fiji.